Tens of thousands of people will need help rebuilding their lives after Harvey. Many Americans are pitching in with money and donations, but some ways of charitable giving are better than others. Joining us now by Skype is Bob Ottenhoff, who's president and CEO of the Center for Disaster Philanthropy. Bob, what is the best way to make a difference if people want to help?
You know, it's so amazing. In times of disaster, Americans want to do something, and they want to do it right now. And so there's this huge outpouring of generosity. And the best thing you can do right now is probably to give cash, to make a donation to an organization, but to not forget about the fact that this is going to be a long effort to recover from. And so if you make a contribution now, don't forget to make one later over the next few months while this recovery is taking place.
And who do you make that donation to? President Obama suggested that people give to the Red Cross, but there's been some reporting about whether that money actually gets to where it's supposed to go in past disasters. So what should you do?
Well, I think a place to start is to think about your own values and your own priorities. What really matters to you? Is it children? Is it housing? Is it the environment? And try to find an organization that matches that. If you don't have time to do that, you want to try to give to one of the organizations that's been around for a while, that has people already there in Houston, that has long experience with disaster relief, and not react to phone calls you may get or to those who are just starting an organization this week.
Well, what about these GoFundMe pages that we're seeing on Facebook and on social media? People saying, there's a family in Houston that needs help. You can donate here. And I see, you know, a few thousand dollars have already been given. Should you trust those kinds of things or not?
There's no way of knowing. And so I think you have to approach those with a lot of skepticism. There are probably lots of very, very good ones, but there are probably a few that aren't. And so I think for right now, you might want to rely on the reliable big nonprofits.
And what if you want to give something other than cash, as you say? What if you want to send clothes or blankets or toys for kids?
This is not a good week for that. All of the reports we're hearing say high water levels, highways closed, no access to buildings. And so your donation of products right now this week is only going to complicate matters, if it can even get there. And so I would urge people to hold off on that. In fact, generally, you only want to send products when there's a request from an organization. What often happens in disasters is we get thousands of truckloads of products that, frankly, people can't use. So if you've got stuff, I would suggest you hold on to it and wait a month or two until things have settled down, and then find a reputable nonprofit to send it to that can actually use it.
What about volunteering? Is that possible at this point for people who would like to do that?
Volunteering right now is also a very complicated thing. Again, for the reasons I mentioned, there's no housing available, there's no transportation available, and so getting volunteers to the right places is extremely difficult. I would suggest people wait a month or so until things have settled down. There'll be lots of opportunities. In fact, volunteers for the next few months as we begin to clean out houses are going to be extremely important, but not this week.
How do you think Americans are doing this week when it comes to giving? It really seems like everybody is out there trying to help out in some way. How does it compare to past disasters?
It's, of course, this is a bigger disaster than we've seen in quite some time, over a decade. In general, people do respond very energetically, very generously whenever there's a disaster. The real problem comes a week from now, when the media coverage has died down, when the floods have stopped. Then the long, hard rebuilding begins, getting schools back in shape, getting businesses operating again, getting people back into their homes. And this is dreary, difficult work. And that's where we see a tremendous drop off in both contributions and in volunteer activity.
That's Bob Ottenhoff, who is president and CEO of the Center for Disaster Philanthropy. Bob Ottenhoff, thank you.
Thanks for your time.